God is good and all the time. Yes, he is. Amen. Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Hi, Brother Thomas. He's watching. So, I was asked to bring today because I'm a woman and I'm a mother, and you probably are a mother too. But I'm not just addressing the mothers today. This message is for everybody, but mainly to the mothers. And I don't know about you, but I just want to start a fresh new year. How about you? Yeah. So I don't have all the answers to life, but I do know the person who does have all the answers to life, and that is God the Father. Jesus Christ is God's only Son, and the Holy Spirit living in us and guiding and directing our lives. Amen? And if you do not have those in your life working today, do not leave the building until you do, because time is short. Amen? Amen. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 34 through 38. And I guess the title would be A Mother's Calling. Yay, I got it. All right. Let me organize my papers here. And that little piece of paper has a powerful, powerful meaning on it. If you looked at it, ladies, it says, enjoy your life. But every one of those scriptures that I put on there, if you'll say them, use them, memorize them, stand on them, memorize them, stand on them, use them, your life will change for the better. Those are power scriptures that I've used in my life and God has laid on my heart, and they've been with me forever and ever. And I'm thankful for God. I thank you for that. And his word never comes back void. Amen. Amen. So let's just open in prayer. Dear God, thank you, Lord. I just ask today that you would just be with us, that you would bless this time, bless your word. Father, that you would just touch us. I thank you for everyone gathered here today, and I ask that you surround us with your powerful, life-changing presence. Use me for your glory and your honor. Touch all the women today as well as the men, Lord God. And Father, even be with Mike and them as they're doing things in Children's Church today. And we'll be mindful to give you all the glory. Open our hearts, Lord, to hear what you have for each one of us today. Because God, you know all. And we give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. And all God's people said? All right, Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. In her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I always say with God, all things are possible. But the word says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Is that the same thing? Amen. Okay. Anyway. The most important part here is that history's most famous mother was called by our God to take on a special task, and that was to birth Jesus, the Son of God, Son of Man, both. We are all entrusted with responsibilities that reflect our purpose as well. When you ask the Lord into your heart, you surrender. We talked about that. I surrender. And then the Lord takes upon us, and we are servants for the Lord from that point forward when we ask the Lord in our hearts. Amen? We surrender. So we are all entrusted with responsibilities. And not only that, but God has a plan and a purpose for each one of us, ladies and men. And so I just wanted to share some things today for the ladies, but it also can be for the men as well. Okay? Because God's plans are not our plans. His ways are not our ways. Amen? So, number one, I want to say a mother called by God submits completely to God's will. But you can replace the mother to a man, parent, child, teenager, grandma, grandpa. A mother called by God submits completely to God's will. And that's exactly what Mary did. She was only a teenager. She was confronted with the challenge to be completely submitted to God's will. And when Gabriel gave her the angelic message that she was to carry the Christ, Mary was sad. No, Mary was scared, stunned, and just shocked. I would be too. How about you? If an angelic person just showed up, said, hey, guess what? Yikes. So Mary was stunned. But the part here in this whole scripture I want to talk about is that, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Mary stayed faithful to her submission to God, trusting God's all the way with the words that the angelic messenger had shared with her. And I liken that as in today, we too are mandated in all we do to trust according to God's word. Our responsibilities as overseers of God's word, overseers of our families, overseers of our circle of influence. Amen? We are all appointed. Each of us has unique roles to play in guiding and caring for the individuals that God has placed in our lives. Amen? Whether they are family members, friends, or others we encounter, we should always be looking and watching and encouraging one another. Amen? Are we family? And we come today to give honor and glory to the Lord, but we also come today to fellowship with one another in the house. I don't know, it's safe in here. Why? Because we all are in one accord and we all have a purpose. Amen? I say amen a lot. It means so be it. This calling requires us to be attentive and mindful of all our actions, as we have the opportunity to positively impact those around us. And guess what? People are watching you. They're watching us. And I have this cute little story I want to share. People are watching us. You have people that come here that look specifically for you every time they come here because you impacted their life somehow by maybe even shaking their hand, leading them to the Lord. The altar ministry is so important. You never know, a smile, a hug. I miss our Mavis at the door today. A lot of people, you don't know who you impact by just saying something to them. And I just want to ask you all to forgive me, because it's hard for me to get around and see everybody. Number one, I'm very shy. And number two, it's hard for me to remember everybody's names until I really get to fellowship. That's why the memorial potluck is so important, and all the activities that we do outside of our 5-minute family time is when we get to really fellowship. Unless you're inviting people over to your home for dinners and stuff, that's an idea too. I like that. You can invite me. I'll leave Shane home, but I don't know where he went. Oh, there he is. Wow, sitting on the front row. All right. Anyway, this is my story. You ready? People watch us. A heartwarming true story from a child's perspective is of a 6-year-old little boy named Nicholas, who saved his pennies for 3 months. You know why? To buy his mother a can of asparagus for Christmas, simply because she told him one time when he was with her that that was her favorite vegetable, but too expensive to purchase. A can of asparagus for Christmas. Now, I've never got a can of asparagus for Christmas, but I wonder how many times we just overlook gifts and things that our children, our family give us. We just open the package and doo-doo. But this little boy, he saved his pennies for 3 months to buy his mother a can of asparagus because he was watching her in the grocery store counting her pennies. And so you never know who's watching you. Even right now, you're all watching me, and I'm nervous because I'm only watching one at a time. So always remember that we have responsibilities as overseers, okay? God has entrusted that to us, and not only that, but souls. If we could learn to take on the mind of the Lord, that every soul matters, every person matters, and everywhere we go, it's not by accident. If someone's in the store and they're just pouting or something, just smile at them. Stare them down until they smile back. You know, hunt them down. Tell them hi. You know, things go so much. You can make such a difference. Okay, I'll get back to not meddling. God has entrusted us with precious souls for his glory. The relationships and responsibilities we are given are not an accident. They are purpose. They are on purpose. And that's because through stewardship, we are called to honor God by nurturing, supporting, and encouraging others, including our children and our families. Recognizing the value in each person, we must strive to fulfill our responsibility faithfully, knowing that we are serving a greater purpose, and our greater purpose is to bring glory and honor to God. Amen? And the church said amen too. Was Mary nervous when she got the... Yeah, we already did that, certainly. Was she unsure of her abilities? Yes. And she was very anxious because in those days, the law was that if you are pregnant and had not known a man, you go out into the community and they stone you to death. So imagine the... I can't imagine. But Mary took a lot on. And yet Mary, she conceived that child. Yeah. So, was she anxious about the prophecy that part of her future would include pain? Of course. And we have the opportunity to make a choice. You can either choose to submit to God or not. It's your choice. It's a free choice. But I would really recommend choosing God. His choice is always better. And not only that, but here's a really good example of choosing the Lord and submitting to the Lord and doing what God has asked us to do, because even our Savior Jesus Christ said from the cross, while he was on the cross, "Nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours, God, Father." Amen? Okay, here's another story for you. A mother called by God does not have to be perfect. That's number two. If you're trying to be perfect, you'll never be perfect till you get to the Lord face to face. Won't work. But this mother here encourages me, and I want to share with you. Have you heard of Dr. Ben Carson? He's a renowned surgeon at Johns Hopkins, and he tells a moving story about his mama. Mrs. Carson insisted that Ben and his brother write a book report for every couple of weeks. This wasn't for their school project. This was just for their mama. Ben dutifully obeyed. About the time that he was in junior high, he finally realized something quite shocking. His mom could not read. She could not read. She was illiterate. For years, Ben had read books and scratched out book reports, assuming that his mom was checking every word for the spelling. But she didn't have a clue what he was saying. Now consider this. Raised by an illiterate mother, Ben grew up to be a world-famous surgeon who's featured in many articles and was the author of several books. His illiterate mom didn't twist her hands over her lack of learning. She never gave up hope of raising intelligent boys. She had great faith in God, and she just kept pressing on, encouraging and uplifting her boys. Makes me cry. Anyway, instead of all of that, that she could have had pity on herself, she gave her boys what she had, and what she had was interest in them, and what she had was accountability for them to grow up and courage to demand extra work for them and make them reliable and trusted. And Dr. Ben saves lots of lives. If you look up that, he invented a lot of things. What would that look like now if she had not done that? What if she had not followed? What if she had not, you know? Even today, Dr. Ben Carson is helping our nation in Make America Healthy Again. He's part of the team. Wow, what a legacy that mom left for her sons. We must intentionally make time to be present with the people God has entrusted to us. Looking back, many of us would choose to spend more time with our children that have gone and grown, fully engaged in the moments that mattered. I'm in that. I was too busy. I wish I could go back in time and do some things different. You probably wish that too, those of you who have mothers, who have children who are grown, raised, and out of the house, right? Well, I learned this thing called fear of missing out. It's called FOMO. Has anyone heard of FOMO? Growing up in my life, I had to grow up really quick. So I missed out on my teenage years. And so when I had my children, I was a mother, and I was thankful to have my children. But I also was in fear of missing out on what was going on around me. I wanted to be in the groove. I wanted to be with the women, And I really sometimes neglected my responsibility with my children. Am I the only one in the room that's done that? neglected my responsibilities as raising my kids and being in the moment with them for things that I wanted. I'm telling on myself. But I would really encourage you today, this is something I just pray you really catch. Don't do FOMO. Don't be fearful of missing out. Fearful of missing out. Fear of missing out is called FOMO. It can pull our attention away from the joy of making memories as a family. When we focus on what God has placed in our lives, we will find deeper fulfillment and lasting joy. We can't go back, but we can start here going forward. And those of you, I really challenge you, young women who have younger kids, God's timing is right on time. And He has seasons for our lives. And if you're in a season of raising children, raise your children first. God will honor that. And the fear of missing out is just a lie from the enemy. I wish I had that. I wish someone had told me that when I was a young mother. So I'm telling you, hold on. And even for anybody, fear of missing out. When the Lord tells you to do something, do it. Be there to celebrate the victories and to walk with your children as life goes on, even through the pain. Instead of chasing personal wants or looking elsewhere to please our satisfaction, keep focused on our children and our family. You will never, never lose. Family is important. Memories are important. God has given us the best parenting manual. I've heard people say, well, we don't get a manual when you're a parent. You heard that? Well, guess what? We have the best in the world. Do you know what it is? It's the Word of God. It's the Bible, full of wisdom and guidance for every season. And I have another little story. A good mom lets you lick the beaters after making brownies. Have you done that? Anyone in here lick the beater? But a great mom turns it off first. What do you think? Pretty good, huh? I'll read that again because I love it. Good moms let you lick the beaters after making brownies. Great moms turn them off first. Yay, teacher. Woohoo. All right. In every challenge, God's word guides us, and His faithfulness sustains us as we raise our children with love and hope. So no more FOMO, okay? Everyone say amen. Amen. No FOMO. Okay, I got another one. You ready? Here's number three. No matter how much Jell-O you put in a swimming pool, my child, you still can't walk on water. Not gonna happen. Amen? And you never hear, never hear, never hear a mother saying this, I don't have a tissue with me, just use your sleeve. Have you ever heard a mother tell you that? My mom certainly didn't. My mom never did that. One more. How on earth can you see that TV sitting so far back? How on earth can you see that television sitting so far back? I always say, will you please step back away from the TV, away from the computer? Yeah, you don't hear mom saying that. Anyway, that was just thrown in there for fun. All right, so with that in mind, did I read this? Yeah, I did. Bloom where you're planted. Do you know what that means, to bloom where you're planted? It means to thrive, to go, to be, to do where you are at this moment. And be happy in it, because God put you here for a reason and a plan. If nothing else, just to keep me in line, really, and to pray for me. And in Isaiah 41:10, it says, to fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I have something I do, and I'm going to share. In the women's ministries, there's something about mentoring, and there's something about challenging ourselves. And you should have a mentor that you have your hand up to, being trained and taught and walk alongside of you and teaching you. Does that make sense? To have someone you look up to. But at the same time, you have someone you're reaching down to, and you're helping walk along with one of the younger people or someone. And so you're mentoring to someone as you're being mentored. Don't you think that's a good idea? It helps you. You grow, you're encouraged, and then you're helping. And it feels good to help others, amen? Here's another one, Philippians 4:6-7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We always leave that word out. Let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let your anxiety be known to God. Let your stress be known to God. Let that worry bird, let our children, let everything that we're worried about, requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, his peace, which passes our brain understanding, shall keep our heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Because they have already won the battle. So why are we worrying? I don't know. This verse is just a spiritual directive, and it just put whatever you want in there. Because everyone's walking a different walk. Amen? Keep your eyes on Jesus. The Lord's timing is always right on time. And number three, and the last one, a mother called by God never relinquishes their title. Never. Again, we find Mary near the cross, and she was stood there for a while, and I'm sure she fell to her knees as she was watching her son on the cross. Just picture that for a moment. She was begging, I'm sure, that God of heaven to stop this. And she was mourning for her son. And her son was in agony. Can you imagine that? The agony that she felt. I had agony. I still do for Lindsay. Every time Lindsay walks on her foot, I just like, ah. Don't you do that too? Don't you feel for people? We should. We should. It's not about us. It's about helping others. So she fell down and cried, begging the God of heaven to stop this mourning for her son. The cross cut deeply into Mary's heart, I just know it. And despite the pain, she was there to the end. It doesn't talk about many disciples there. It only talked about the women being at the foot of the cross when he was dying on it. And even in John 19:25, it talks about how Jesus took time on the cross to give his mom to John. He said, John, take care. And some people believe that that was when God surrendered to where he gave the Spirit of the Lord to us through the Holy Spirit as well to carry the gospel, which we're to do anyway, right? So I just threw that in there. Something to think about. And despite that pain, a mother never relinquishes her title. Mary never gave up. Not one thing did Mary give up. And from the start, mothers can face painful choices. I've had to make some choices. And adoption can be a profound gift, though it may mean the heartbreak of letting a baby go. There perhaps is someone here that did adoption. Maybe you were young, and God's mindful of that too. You never give up, relinquish your title. Even in the choice to abort, God still holds that baby in his arms. And God holds us in his arms as well. And there's forgiveness and peace. And your past is in the past. I'm encouraging you today. In every hard decision, a mother's love endures. God's love of sending his own son even experienced that sacrifice of adoption. Because he sacrificed his son for us. So we're in good company, amen? Never gave that a thought, huh? Something to ponder, right? Yeah. God's love of sending his own son has experienced the feelings of sacrifice, and he also giving of his son Jesus. He really does care, and he really knows the heart and compassion for all mothers, for all men, for all mankind. Because he knew everything, and he's experienced everything that we go through, except he didn't sin. He couldn't, because he had us on his mind, and he came for a plan for you and me. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Our crosses differ. Every one of us take up our cross and follow him. But pain will come. Maybe pain comes through divorce, disease, death, or regrets from past choices that we've made. Harsh words, tough love, and a lot of sleepless nights. But through it all, that song, through it all, mothers, parents, guardians, mentors are called by God. Do not relinquish your title in the Lord. Do not give up your position in the Lord. Amen. Never surrender to the enemy. There's nothing like a mother's love, even when it lives only in a memory. Some of us have lost our mothers. Some of us have lost children. So we're all in this together. Can't dwell on the past, but we use the past to make us better for the future. Amen? And with God, all things are possible. We just read that. All things are possible, whether it be whatever you're walking through. All things are possible. And in conclusion, it's only 11:30. Mary had a chance to see God's entire plan played out. Never gave that a thought either, but she did. She was there at the birth. Of course, she had him, right? She's the first one to carry the gospel, to per se. That's just a little joke. Celebrated the resurrection. She was at the tomb when it was empty, Mary. And even she was part of the small group that witnessed the Holy Spirit in the upper room. So Mary came full circle and saw the whole plan of what God had promised her to conceive Jesus. Amen? So that's amazing that she got to see all that. Yeah. What a gift to live long enough to see your parenting and even your mentoring make sense, to see what your children turn out to be or not. It's in God's hands. We dedicate our children to the Lord. He gives us them just to nourish, take care of, but his plans are not our plans. And I don't understand why he takes some, leaves some. I don't understand that. One day maybe we will. But all we're to do is the best that we can with what we have, amen, and the Bible. Follow the word of God. Yes. And again, I say, bloom where you're planted. Do your best with excellence and grow daily. Jesus stayed focused. We're not perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. We're a work in progress. Pastor Shane's favorite scripture, Philippians 1:6. Do y'all know it yet? Can you say it? It says, he that began a good work in you will complete it. He's not finished with you. Not even, he won't. And you'll never be perfect until you see Jesus face to face. He's always working on us. Amen? So learn to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Help where you see a need. Help where you don't see a need. If God lays on your heart something, maybe someone's praying and they're ashamed, and God laid on your heart, go love them. Go encourage them. Do it. You'll be blessed for it. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, because one day we will be reunited with our loved ones who are gone. This is a promise for those who have asked the Lord of all, Jesus Christ, into our hearts and has confessed him as your Lord. We will see him face to face one day. And that's so important. If you haven't done that, you need to, because you will not be able to make heaven your home without confessing and believing that Jesus Christ is living in our heart. Amen? All right, last thing. I got another thought. At birth, we have what's called an umbilical cord, and it's cut. And when it's cut, it's ending the connection of the baby to the womb, of all of its nourishment that the mother was giving the baby, right? Well, in the same way, this is my thought, I think outside the box, God gives us his unfailing word, the Bible, to nourish us and guide us, connecting mothers, guardians, mentors, everyone, those they laid by a biblical cord, and it's called the Bible. So we cut an umbilical cord in the flesh, and in the spiritual realm, we have a biblical cord. You have a biblical cord with the Father. And you can call him up anytime. Jeremiah 33:3. You can call him and talk to him just like you're talking and I'm talking right now. You can call him. The Bible offers timeless principles for parenting. You just need to find the scriptures. And some of those scriptures is on that little piece of paper that I gave you. So it's just amazing. Mothers hold their children's hand for a moment and their heart for a lifetime. And in Proverbs 31:28-29, it says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Who can find a Proverbs woman? I love Proverbs 31, but the very first scripture there, I'll just throw this out. That whole chapter makes us feel like we have to be perfect. I don't know about you, but have you read Proverbs 31? I definitely am not in there. I mean, maybe a little bit, pieces. But it also says in there, it says, who can find a Proverbs lady? So that gives me hope. Amen? You too? Just threw that up. And here's something. Be encouraged. God's grace covers every mistake. God's grace covers every worry. And he knows exactly what we need. And I have two more little things for you. You ready? Teacher asked a child to draw a Bible story. And she was confused by a drawing of four people that were in a plane. And the child explained to her that this is the flight to Egypt. He said, this is with Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and the Pontius the Pilate. Pontius Pilate, you know, get it? Pontius the Pilate. Okay, you guys are really hard. This is a hard group. I'm just saying. Last one. When asked if he had, this is so funny. It cracks me up. This is an actual real one that we did. Someone asked a child, I won't look at her, to draw, no. Someone asked this person, do you ever say grace before a meal? And this person said, no, sir, I don't have to. My mom is the best, goodest cook in the world. Amen. Oh, gosh. You got to laugh. Come on. It's fun to be in church, right? They told me that I put you to sleep because I have a monotone voice. So I thought I'd throw some things in there for you so you get it. Eat the medicine and then laugh. Eat the medicine and then laugh. Amen? One more medicine? Is that all right? All right, this is to encourage you. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Mama, the best thing you can do for your family is to give your own worries up to God. Amen? And in Scripture, that's the way we give up. That's how we do that. We give that up to enjoy life. And so that little white paper that you have, will you pull that out real quick? And Kathy, you can come to the piano. Pull that baby out. Don't need this. Oh, I forgot one of these while you're getting your paper out. Things moms would never say. This is a good one. Just leave all the lights in the house on. It makes the house look more cheery. Yeah, that's a better way to say it than say, will you please turn the light on? All right. So, these are scriptures. And if you notice, I love to play with letters. So if you look down the side, you'll see enjoy your life. And the first letter of each of the scriptures, and that's not the whole scripture. You have to look them up. I mean, I can't do everything for you. And by looking them up and putting them in here, they will be in here. And I promise you, because Jesus never fails. So read these. And the E, encourage yourself. The N, there's no condemnation. The J is for joy. The O is to obey. The Y is for yesterdays. Why are we looking on yesterday when yesterday's gone? And today and tomorrow. Stay with today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. My mind just goes. Another Y for you. An O for outlaw. Outlaw stinking thinking. That is so important. Do you understand? Okay, so I want you to do that. But at the very bottom, it says mothers hold their child's hand for a moment. But we get to hold their heart forever. And I just encourage you to read these things, okay? And so, in closing, if someone here, I had to write this down because the Lord laid this. If someone here has never, ever had opportunity to give your heart to the Lord, to truly trust and lay down your life and take up his cross and follow him like we're talking about today, I really challenge you to do not leave this room today unless you really know that Jesus has you and that your name really, truly is written in the Lamb's book. Because the things that are going on in our world right now, the Lord's coming back soon now. My son, when he's little, he fought me. I don't need to study, Mom, because my Bible teacher told me that he's coming back. So why do I have to study? And that was years ago, like 40 years ago plus. But, you know, thinking back on that, and now we are so close. There's nothing left. I'm waiting for God to say, go get my children, Jesus. So do not leave this room without knowing that you know that you know. And for the mothers in here today, like I said at the beginning of this, if you just want to make a new start and you just want to put the past behind you, I just ask you and those who maybe never have asked the Lord to just stand up. And we're going to share a prayer, and we're going to pray, and we're going to start today a fresh new day, fresh new start with the Lord. Is there anyone in the building that wants to do that with me? Because I have my hand up, and I'm going to stand up. So if you want to stand up and do that with me, you can. Otherwise, you don't have to. But first time you are hearing about all of this, you too can have all the gifts and the forgiveness and the experiences. God's love by surrendering our lives, confessing our sins, asking God to forgive us, believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and faith to overcome. He will save you and He will save us. And we can start fresh today. And I always tell when I go to places and ladies, I want you just to close your eyes for a minute. Just visually draw a line in front of you and take a step. Kind of hard to take a step in the seat, but take that step in your mind over it. And then erase that behind you and don't look back. But let today be the first day of the rest of your life. Be free in the Lord and pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today exactly as I am. I recognize that I have been trying to control my own life and those around me and those that you put in front of me. And I want to lay that down. I surrender my past, I surrender my present, and my future into your hands. Take my heart, take my mind, take all my fears and my plans. Forgive me for my sins and where I have fallen short. Help me to trust you more every day. I make you the Lord of my life. I believe you are the one and only Son of God who died and rose again. Guide my steps and let your perfect will be done in me. I open my heart to you now and I surrender all in Jesus' name. And those things that are coming to your mind all day today, give them to the Lord. Amen. Fresh new. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to throw Kathy a thingy here, though, but through it all, remember through it all? Can we do the chorus? Do you guys know through it all? Let's sing that, and then you guys are, we'll do baptism. It's not even noon yet, so we're good. And those of you who asked the Lord and did that, don't you feel better? I do. I feel better. We start a new life, new day, new everything. Amen. Do we have the words, Jeannie? Yay, just the chorus. Maybe the last verse, too. I don't know. No, just not that one. Yeah, out there we that's go. It.
Through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
If you you can stand. Stand to your feet. Let's sing this. Make it a prayer.
Through it all.
Come on.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
Yes,
I've learned to trust in God.
Come on, loud.
Through it all.
Yes.
Through it all, I've learned to depend upon
you. Do the verse with the mountain. I've had many mountains.
Thank God for the mountains.
I thank Him for the valleys.
I thank Him for the storms He's brought us through.
Listen to this now, sing.
For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God.
Come on, through it all.
Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to I've learned to depend upon His word.
Shake a hand next to you. Amen. Stay for the baptismal. There are roses on the table over there. The yellow ones are for new mommies. If you're not a new mommy, the pink ones are for everyone. And the white ones are for if you want to take one to remember of your mom who passed on. Amen. Be blessed. Have a good evening. Call your mommy if you haven't already. And there's a baptism. Are you guys doing baptism? Anybody doing a baptism?
Anybody here for baptism?
We had a couple people that said they wanted to do baptism. No? It doesn't look like it.
Just pray a closing prayer then.
Let's do it.
Okay.